W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today's the deadline for former President Donald Trump to secure a bond for the nearly $500 million judgment imposed on him for corporate fraud. ABC's Perry Russum says
Attorney General Letitia James has said the state could begin seizing Trump's assets as soon as today if he fails to secure a $464 million bond. Trump's lawyers have said he does not have the cash. Trump's son Eric yesterday called the $464 million bond amount unprecedented.
The four suspects in Friday's attack on a Moscow theater had all had visible signs of beating when they appeared in court. Two pleaded guilty. ISIS-K has claimed responsibility. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani said he'll address reporters today. It'll be the first time since the team fired his interpreter after reporters inquired about more than $4 million transferred from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. Ohtani's lawyers say he is the victim of a theft. This is ABC News. It's usually the goal of any vacation, recharge a little bit. But now some people are taking that seriously and heading to resorts that put a priority on sleep.
I thought it was a very relaxing experience.
It's called sleep tourism. The goal? To help you improve the quality of your slumber. We spoke to sleep tourists on a visit to Florida.
I had been traveling too much.
They spent two nights at a wellness resort that offers special packages to improve your rest.
I slept on one of these new beds. It tracks your deep sleep, your light sleep, your REM.
The CDC recommends we get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep per night.
ABC's Rihanna Nally, a recent survey shows 14% of adults feel tired or exhausted on most days. And a rare moment in the world of golf as Robbie Shelton hit an albatross, a double eagle at the Valspar Championships. On average, pro golfers hit one about every 6,000 rounds. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher is resigning. His last day in Congress will be April 19th. Gallagher told the Journal Sentinel that he plans to enter the private sector and spend more time with his family. Due to the timing of his resignation, no special election will be held, and the seat will remain vacant until voters decide on his replacement in November. Governor Tony Evers signed another 44 bills into law on Friday. Among them is a bill that makes it a felony for school staff members to commit an act of sexual misconduct against a student. That includes any verbal or physical conduct that could be considered sexual in nature. Evers said that he's happy to sign the bill, but isn't happy that the bill is needed. Another bill signed into law further restricts strip searches of students by school officials. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles held on to beat Colorado 81-77 in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Up next, they face North Carolina State Friday night in Dallas. Shaka Smart has Marquette back to the Sweet 16 in just his third year as head coach.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Bucks head coach and Marquette alum, Doc Rivers.
I talked to Shaka after the game, and There were five times I thought tonight where Marquette could have let go of the rope because they kept scoring. Colorado just puts pressure on you.
The Bucks got a decisive win, 118-93 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Bucks host the Lakers tomorrow night. Badgers basketball sophomore guard Connor Asigian has announced he plans to leave Wisconsin and enter the transfer portal after his team lost to James Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could get an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. 46 today, little breezy with a southeast wind gusting to near 30. More rain, could be heavy at times tonight, low of 44. Tomorrow cloudy, rain 57 with rain changing to a little light snow by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Monday to you out there. It is cold, though. It says 37. There is an east wind. There's an east wind that's really coming through. That's really, really cold. The mayor is in Riviera Maya right now. Just soaking it up.
Good for him.
Very honored to have my very, very good friend and former morning cohort.
Cohort.
Todd.
Co-host.
Whenever we have radio terms, we're all, Todd. Help us out. Cohort or co-host. Yeah, cohort. Yeah. We'll go with co-host.
Well, cohort means like we're, because we're kind of like in the same age group, and that's so it could be either.
We're cohorts
and yes. Co-hosts now.
Yeah, Kathy Larkin.
There we go.
Good morning. Good to have you here. Good morning.
Good to be here.
You know what's nice? It's like you're old school radio. Because you're like, hey, I'm up at 5:15 anyway. I'll be there whenever you want. It's like, that's only old school radio people still get up at 5:15 when they don't have to.
It's sad.
It just gets so ingrained, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's like you sleep too late. It's like you're missing something. You missed half the day.
It is nice to be up in the morning, though, because I am still surprised how many people are
walking
when I drove here. Yeah, up
it's
and
crazy.
Moving. And,
yeah.
And by the way, if you're running and walking in the morning in the street, wear something so people can see you. When it's
dark.
Yeah,
I will say this.
People, come on.
You're right about that. We had Tracy Flukey from her and her husband are huge, big bike advocates in the area. They write books on it and everything like that. And we were talking, there are so many things they have now. Like what she has is these little lights in the spokes of her bike.
Yep.
And I see some of them when I would come down Riverside and it's like, yeah, I mean, you don't miss that.
Yeah.
And
because I whipped around a corner.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a little faster than I should have because I didn't want to be too late.
Yeah.
And there was a guy.
I know.
Running with all dark clothes
I know.
On.
I
and
agree.
I was like, oh, my Lord. Right.
So
scared the heck out of me.
So apparently when you fill in for the mayor, you got to drive like the mayor, too.
Yes. Oh,
right.
Well.
Get out of my way.
I was trying to get in the right headspace, you know, like, I'm the mayor.
I was former mayor. I'm the former mayor.
No one's going to pick me up.
I'm the former mayor.
Hey, I used to be the mayor. Don't you know
don't
who
you
I am?
Don't you know who I am? Oh, that one comes out once in a while.
Well, why not, right?
Happy Monday to you. 37 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Oshkosh, 38 in Oshkosh, 36 in Appleton. We've got Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist, coming on. Talk about that incredible storm that's going to be hitting a little bit further north. You know, everybody was saying, well, I wonder if we're still going to get it.
Yeah.
Seems like we're going to get it. But not us.
I don't
so
want to get it here.
Like,
no, I really don't. Although, you know what? At this point, it will melt.
Yeah, no, exactly.
We know it's the end of
totally
it.
Agree.
It will melt. It's
totally
not going to be here for two more months.
Totally agree.
You know, we're on the way. Yeah. It's actually spring now.
Yes. Yeah, it is, right?
These are spring snowstorms.
That's right. It is spring.
Yep.
By the way, we've got some great guests coming on. But also,
You hooked up a very special guest, and this is very apropos with the NCAA tournament going on right now.
Yeah.
Talk about your special guests we have coming on.
Yeah, so longtime UWGB women's basketball coach who really put them on the map.
Well, got the program
first place.
Started, really.
Got the program started. Came from Michigan.
NMU.
Yep. And Carol Hammerly. I know if you're listening, you've heard the name. You know the name if you're a sports fan. She's going to come on the show around 7:30 this morning. It'll be great to talk to
Fantastic.
Her. Fantastic. Yeah.
GB Women, tough one yesterday, or Saturday, rather.
Yeah.
You know.
Started out so well.
So well.
And then it just. Couldn't get a shot off. Yeah. They missed shots and the physicality of the other team, the height, it just sort of.
And they couldn't miss.
No.
Tennessee
Why is
couldn't
that?
Miss. They're like 68%.
And you know the next game they play? They're probably going to shoot like 40.
I know. Well, it's like the Badgers. I mean, they shot so well during the tournament, and then the other night, it was just pathetic.
Oh, I was not happy.
No.
My bracket's already, I'm in a just a family kind of pool. I'm at the bottom already.
I don't do them simply because I wouldn't pick a lot of upsets because, you know, you think you know which team is better than the other team. But I love watching the upsets.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pulling for, Marquette, that's not going to be an upset, but really pulling for them right now.
You bet.
But it was fun watching Yale knock off Auburn the other night.
Oh, yeah. I think, don't we all, even if we have a bracket like mine, I always pull for the underdog because
that
is the great thing about a tournament like this.
But let me tell you something, Catherine. You would know this because you followed sports so long and you're a big part of it and everything like that. You know, if you go into a, you know, like even the Wisconsin, you go into Wisconsin and it's going to be pretty tough to beat them in a regular season game, home court.
Yep.
Say what you want. The officiating is a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
You take two teams, you put them on a completely neutral court. And, you know, one thing people don't realize that a lot of these games, the arena's half empty.
Right.
I mean, it's only how many couple hundred
unless
people sometimes.
Unless the Iowa women are playing.
Yeah, unless the Iowa women are playing.
That's the only exception.
Exactly. But, you know, it's fairly empty at times at those places. So you don't have that
the same atmosphere.
And you
want to
talk. You want to talk about evening things out? Neutral court. Get rid of a bunch of the fans.
Yeah.
Unofficial refs that aren't, you know, worried about whatever. And it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
And you see that in the NCAA tournament.
That's why I love it.
I just love
this time of year.
Love it.
It's what sports is all about.
And
when the little guy can maybe rise the David and Goliath story in sports,
and
you know?
Sometimes you say to yourself, oh, I just wasted an entire day from 11 in the morning to 11 at night watching. It's like, I don't care. I'm okay with it.
I know.
I'm okay with it.
I went out and bought, you know, chips and dip and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'll probably gain 5 pounds during the tournament, but whatever.
I literally did. Yeah. Got a text here. Morning, guys. And Kathy, too. Great to hear you back on the radio. Another text. We are Marquette. I'll tell you what. Marquette's got a heck of a coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shaka. He's awesome.
Oh, man, is he awesome.
Yeah. I love watching them play. I love their style. Oh. All of it. I love it.
And their one player, Kovac, or whatever his name is, that left-hander?
Yep.
Amazing how he gets to the hole. Amazing.
Yeah, he had a great game.
Wow. Yep. That's a fun team to watch.
I'm excited to watch. I'm going to watch tonight the Iowa women play again.
7 o'clock, right?
And then Marquette, And Marquette plays on, is it Tuesday? No, do they?
Is it? I don't know.
Oh, no, we're down to the Sweet 16 there already.
Thursday,
so next,
Saturday.
Yep.
I don't even know. But yeah, I'll tell you what. Caitlin Clark, in my generation, my lifetime, there's never been anything like her.
No.
You could talk about this person or that person. Talk about Maravich, and that's great, too. And but to have a woman who's doing something that no woman has ever done. Ever.
Yeah, ever.
Ever. With her range is never seen before in world history.
Yeah.
That's what she is.
Yeah. And she's got, and that's why she has fans all around the world.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing. I don't know how her head doesn't just explode, quite frankly.
Right? You know what's funny? Did you read that article that ESPN did, that really in-depth article on her?
No.
It's fantastic.
I got to read it. Not
you
right now.
You got to read it.
I'll read it when I go home.
And the reporter followed her around like for a year and then after the thing. And it talked about when they got beat by LSU in the game last year and how, you know, the whole thing. And, you know.
And she didn't have the best game.
No, she didn't.
No.
But they, you know, everybody thought, oh, boy, I bet she's depressed. But she took the entire team to some dive bar in Dallas.
Good for her.
They walk in, a guy goes, hey, Caitlin Clark, can I buy you a drink? Nope, you can buy us 22 shots. So she has to buy everybody in the team
that
a shot.
That is an Iowa girl.
That's what
right
I mean.
There.
Isn't that,
from the
isn't
Midwest,
that cool?
Yes. I love it.
Yes, let's do shots.
Yep.
Yeah,
I love it.
I like her a lot. You know, I wish, you know, I actually hope the NBA, WNBA, becomes bigger with her. You know, gets more publicity.
It's time. It could turn. It could help it turn the corner it needs to turn yet, I think.
You know, when GB used to have some players that were borderline, I try to watch some of those games and see how, you know,
Julie Wido was playing. Yep.
You know, how to project with that. And that's a tough league. People realize that's a tough league.
Yeah, it's gotten better and better, just like all of women's sports. And I think a lot of it is because now females are starting, just like guys have been for years, at a very young age with clubs. And, you know, a lot of that I have feelings about, but they're getting the stuff, the skills. They get their skills down first and then learn how to play the game of basketball or volleyball or all of the sports.
You're 100% correct. Kevin Borseth even talked about that. That's one of the main differences in women's sports, how much they've grown because of those programs. Like, you know, even like Ryan Borowitz runs a place here.
You
know, different places run these, or different
clinics.
People run these
clinics. They have all these places they can
go. Starting about the third grade now.
Yep.
And you know what? And it's like, you know, don't force them. But if somebody wants to do that, let them do it.
Yep.
You know, and that gives them those fundamentals.
That's the difference.
Early on. Yeah.
Forcing,
pushing,
or wanting.
Absolutely.
Yep. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
All
no question about it. So that was pretty cool. But it's a great time of year. Love basketball. Love watching these tournament games. NBA doesn't do anything for me until like end of April.
Yeah. The tournament again.
Yeah.
NBA doesn't do a lot. I went to the game last Thursday night and it was a good game, but I'm not a huge NBA fan.
Big-time college basketball game.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, too, with the NBA, here's you know, they kind of had that little tournament, which I didn't quite even understand at the beginning.
In-season tournament?
I didn't know. But here's what I think would be fun. You want, because the playoffs, even in the first round, you have a one seed against us. And it's like, you know, they play, slog through three games, four games, whatever. One year, I wish the NBA at the end of the year would do it exactly like the NCAAs.
That would be awesome.
Seed them.
Start up,
and the whole thing and go just from there. One and done. One and done.
Right.
Now, if you want to see some hardcore basketball.
Oh, when then those you're guys are playing it.
And have like about $1 million prize for them. Then you would see really serious basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because games during the season, they have a long season too.
Don't
you know,
for
you can't.
Anything. Yeah.
You can't go 100% every single, you know, two, three times a week sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I forget what player was it his wife was talking about. She said, you know, because he went then to college basketball. And she's like, you know, every game seems like a really big game. She says, in the NBA, I didn't really pay attention to the first 2 months were gone. She said he was just on the road and doing his things. Like, how'd you do? You know, it's like, because it's such a long season.
Right.
It's going to go right into summer if you're a good team.
And then the real play starts.
Then it starts. The real stuff starts.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, we got Carol Hamley coming up.
He's waving. What does that mean?
He just likes you. Got Brittany Merlot coming up. We've got Sam Floyd. This is a really interesting thing. Todd found this gentleman in Oshkosh at the Business Expo, Todd.
Yeah, we were at the Business Expo on Wednesday. Obviously, a lot of great businesses there. But this guy was there talking about his coffee shop. Which he's
true to my heart.
He's working on making it more accessible for veterans to talk about their feelings, about suicide, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
It's called Operation Coffee Roasters. Served the Marines from 2002, 2006, deployed to Afghanistan, 2003, 2004. Can't wait to meet him. Your dad was a Marine, right?
Yes, he was.
That's
Semper Fi.
Wow, bet he's proud of that.
Yeah, he's gone now, but he's up in the big Marines with the Marines and wherever
absolutely
they go.
Right.
You know?
Was he in action at all? Do you know?
No, he was right at the end of the Korean.
Okay.
I know he went to Japan and
so
we used to look at the pictures.
Cold War, they call it.
Yes.
When Russia was threatening to overtake us. And
I'm trying to think of the years, but I'm not good at that right now.
Yeah, probably between 55 and 60.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a critical time, though, because, I mean, we were expecting Russia to, you know,
kind of like
invade
now
us. Yeah, kind of like now. Yeah, pretty much. Almost exactly. Can we bring him back? All right, we got to set a quick break. We're going to have a really fun day today. Kathy Larkin, my longtime friend and radio professionals joining us. Brittany, good word. You got that one right. Brittany Merlot, Carol Hammerly, former Green Bay women's coach, Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee Roasters, Amy Albright, and Patrick Tracy, Discover Wisconsin. We got a lot of stuff going on. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with Design Works, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st to get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PowellWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Minor of the Mayor, the Mayor's on vacation this week. Kathy Larkin filling in today. So great to have her. We're talking about the women's college basketball. Got this text here because we're both big Caitlin Clark fans. Can you read that one?
Yes. Did you see when Clark turned around to her dad in the crowd to complain about the officials and he mouthed to her and told her to shut up? I did see it. And actually, there's a little like short clip of it that
is
you can find online of that exact thing. She's looking at, and she's gesturing to her dad like, well, what the, you know, blah, 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 these dumb officials. And he looks right at her and he's like, shut up.
Well, there's that great article about her in ESPN. I don't know if it's ESPN, the magazine, or if they're just their website or whatever it is. And it talks about her family a bunch, and it's great. Just a real normal, down-to-earth
Midwestern
family.
Yep.
He played for one of those small Iowa schools, I think, that played against St. Norbert back in the day.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But just a real down-home family.
I think that's why she connects with so many people, and they do as a family, too.
And they tailgate at different times and everything, and Caitlin came over to her after and says, oh, my God, you have those gross things. And they're, what are those things? I always talk about, it's like my favorite thing in the world. It's a piece of pickle and a piece of ham.
Oh,
and like
those
cream.
Little roll-up things?
Yeah.
That you find at tailgate shows.
And she's like, these are the grossest things. They're like, this is like caviar of the
Not
Midwest.
Not if you like pickles.
I love those
And cream
things.
Cheese.
I could eat those things
every day.
Ham,
pickles, cream cheese, and bread or whatever.
Well, I don't, it's got, usually got something just as a toothpick.
Yep.
Holding it together.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Love
you're
those.
Right.
Love them.
I don't mind them.
I
eat dill pickles still just as a snack. Uh-oh. Do I have something else in common with you?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. I'm not proud of that.
Todd?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mino and Kathy Larkin Show.
Yikes. Mayor, stay in Mexico. Lose your passport. Go hang with the cartel. Do whatever you
got. I got there. I didn't have my passport on me.
Todd, what was I talking about last week that Jim said was the grossest thing and other people said was the grossest thing, except for me because I love it?
A pickle sandwich.
Thank you.
I think I do. I heard the end of that conversation. I've never had a pickle sandwich, but I think I could do it.
Get a wrap.
Depending
like a
on
whole
what
wheat
you...
wrap.
Okay.
Put the pickle in there. Put a couple of them, slice it a little bit, you know?
Yep.
And I just use Hellman's mayonnaise.
Mayo.
And I eat it just like that.
Anything's good with mayo.
I agree.
You know, really.
I eat pickle
I like
sandwiches.
To season my mayo with different things.
Ooh, I like that
idea. Season it. Put some seasonings in there, like whatever you have on
hand. I didn't
hand.
Know you could.
Oh, yeah. And then just stir it up. Put a little mustard in it. Stir it up.
I like this.
Give it a little, you know, zing, a little
I
something different.
I like it. I always want, you know what I've always tried to make, or used to try to make, but I don't know how to do. But I used to love, I don't even know if they sell, still, but like those little old restaurants you'd go to, they would have tiger sauce. Do you remember tiger sauce?
Yeah.
What was tiger sauce?
Maybe that's why they don't have it anymore.
Maybe.
Because people found out what it was.
I don't know how to recreate. Todd, do you remember tiger sauce?
Looks like there's I do, and I'm just looking it up right now. Looks like there's some sweet and sour taste to it, maybe a little bit.
Oh, yes.
It probably was a combo of like some
I
mustard.
I want to say there's like vinegar in there.
Yeah.
Vinegar,
that could be.
Maybe a little bit of cayenne pepper going to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you never see that anymore. You never see it. It used to be the real small little restaurant.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
There is a brand out there from Riley Products called Tiger Sauce.
You could order it online.
Yep.
Or maybe somebody carries it around here. I mean, I'd rather walk into a local store and give them business.
I think it was always homemade. I think it used these local people would
have the
recipe.
Well, you should try to recreate it.
I think Kroll's used to have it.
In your free time.
I know.
That's right.
I got a lot of stuff to recreate. I got a lot of bleep on my plate. Right, Todd?
Absolutely.
A lot. But I think Kroll's used to have it, and there's some other use. It might have been that truck stop I used to go. What year did you come to Green Bay?
86.
Was the truck stop in De Pere still open?
Was it out by 41?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
And it was open like all night, so you go there after bars.
Yep.
And you get french fries with tiger sauce.
Because that and Denny's were like the only 24-hour places.
That's exactly correct. Yep. Yes. That was the great. You get pancakes that are like this thick at like 2 in the morning and walnut pancakes.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
I know, right? Whatever happened? We don't have an overnight truck stop here, do we?
Well, what about the one out on off of 172 is still there? 43. Isn't that still there?
No.
It's not 24 hours anymore?
The one off of GV?
Yeah.
It's gone. The building's not even there anymore.
It isn't?
Uh-uh. They demolished the whole thing.
I'm trying to remember. Because I go out there, but it's so different out there now. I mean,
It's crazy.
Expanding every day. There's a new business coming in
but
there.
But I love overnight restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to work late. You know, I was get out of work. Even when I worked in Michigan, Eastern, you know, you wouldn't get out of work till almost midnight.
Yep.
You know, you get off the air 11:30.
Would you go in and sit at the counter or if they had one, or would you sit in a booth?
I'm a booth guy.
I used to sit in the counter. I used to, when I lived in Mason City, Iowa, I would drive to Minneapolis to party on weekends.
Okay.
And then I'd have to come back. I was on the air Monday at 10 a.m. in the morning. So I would stay overnight with a friend and come back, drive, usually not stay overnight, but I would leave at like 2 when the bars closed in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And I'd stop at this, I think it was I don't know if it was a Perkins or what it was, but I would go by my, you know, I'd just go in by myself because then a woman could
absolutely
do
problem,
more of that.
Right?
I'd go in, sit up at the counter and usually get like either a, I don't know, patty melt or sometimes a chef salad.
Hey, a patty melt goes down good at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't.
And of course, I was totally sober when I do that, too.
Absolutely.
I did not ever drink and drive, so don't get the wrong idea, anybody.
Nobody is.
It's so funny. We're sitting here. Would either one of you stay out till 2 o'clock in the morning and then drive to do a show at 10 o'clock?
No.
No. Are you kidding me?
No.
Too old for that, right?
Even if I didn't have a show to do, I wouldn't do it.
Last night's like, oh, my God, it's almost 10.
Yep.
Where did let me set the alarm. It's almost 10 o'clock.
What am I still doing up?
What am I doing? Yeah.
Nothing good happens after 10.
You know what were the rough mornings, though? And you saw it. You witnessed it when we were working, when we were working together. The QLH days. But when I was doing the GB games, and, you know, it was 90% bus trips back then.
Oh,
or those
yes.
tiny little airplanes. Remember to take those little fleet of airplanes, which I hated. Yes.
Bouncy. And,
But we'd be playing in Chicago or something. And, you know, the game ends at 10:30, get out of Chicago at 11. So it's 3 in the morning before you hit Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And back at work at like 5:30.
Yep.
Those were tough days.
Where your head was still kind of just buzzing.
Absolutely.
And you just feel kind of like you're floating.
Absolutely.
And you're just like not quite connected
and
to the world.
And you know what the worst part was of that whole thing? So you're in the bus and, you know, you're middle of January and you finally get nice and warm and comfortable and you're sleeping.
I could take a nap.
I know. And this is so good. And then pull up to GB and there's your car's been sitting for 4 days
with snow on
it, snow all over, and it's 3 in the morning
and there's no one to take
care
of it for you.
There's no one there. Then I probably got a parking ticket because it's in the wrong place.
You probably did.
I'm sure I did. But it was those are the worst ones.
Yeah,
those mornings when you had so little sleep. I got here, the hood lifter at the Pier truck stop was precious.
Hood
beef
lifter.
Gravy on bread with mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
The hood lifter.
Wow.
Is that the actual name of
that's
the
pretty
of
cool
the meal?
Name.
The hood
well,
lifter.
It's a truck driver place, you know.
Yeah,
so the hood lifter. I get
like
it.
That. I like that.
No, not I've sure always, what that means.
You know, as a kid, I wanted to be a trucker.
I wanted to be
a trucker. I still hope to do it someday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great way to see the country. And
I
now
know,
you
right?
can make a really decent living at
I
it.
I wouldn't want to do a full semi, though. Seems like those are so hard to turn, you know, around. So give me like a U-Haul. Somebody could hire me to drive their U-Haul truck. Yes.
Okay.
I'll drive their U-Haul truck wherever they want to go.
Oh, so just you could be a mover.
I'll be a mover.
No lifting, though, just the driving.
We got a new hip. You know, I got to be careful with that.
Yeah, that's right.
So hire some people to do the lifting.
Yeah.
But I'll drive.
Okay.
I can just see, though, I'm driving out to Colorado.
Loaded up and trucking.
Hey, John, we're expecting your furniture. Yeah. You know what?
I stopped at the Grand Canyon. Have you ever seen that place?
Listen, I got to tell you about this truck stop. It's in Kansas. It's unbelievable. You know what I had? Thing called the hood lifter.
A hood lifter.
It's unbelievable.
Mm.
Okay.
Look at the stain. That's the gravy.
John, well, let us know in your car. Yeah. Let me just tell you about this. We got to set our break. Kathy Lark in the house. She is always fun. Back after this.
And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Golfers may be waiting for warmer weather, but greenskeepers are already on the job. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in agribusiness news for a Monday. And they're concerned about the mild weather and what it could cause as far as issues on their golf course. More on that next.
Out on your operation, you know the importance of planning ahead. But there still lies a scary field of unknowns, including costly nitrogen loss that can strike from any angle. But N-Edge Pro protects it on every level to fight nitrogen loss while giving your crops an advantage you'll notice come harvest. Protect your nitrogen above and below ground with N-Edge Pro from CHS. Learn more at chsagronomy.com/N-Edge Pro.
Eric Leonard is already on the job. He is the golf course superintendent at TPC Wisconsin on the north side of Madison. They're getting ready to host the American Family PGA Tour, although it'll be in 2025. Leonard says he's got to do work right now to make sure the course is in shape by 2025. And because of the drought, he's a little worried about insects.
Maybe more insects are around just because it didn't really get cold enough to kill anything off like normal. That'd be the only concern that I'd have right now. Grubs is what we worry about, and normally that's not until middle of the year, so we really don't worry about it until June, July. But if you don't treat preventatively, basically every year they can get out of hand, and with that they can start eating roots. And then after that, if you get some animals and critters in here, they really tear the grass up. So we try to be as preventative as possible with insecticides to keep everything in check.
Eric Leonard's the golf course superintendent at TPC Wisconsin, north side of Madison. They're already excited about hosting the American Family PGA Tour next year. He said right now he is focused on those grubs. They attract raccoons and skunks that are making them a meal. He also said sandhill cranes can really do a number on turf, even if they're pretty to look at.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And the voice of all of our rural emergency responders, all those volunteers out there getting a little stronger. A new bill signed into effect by the governor creates two new seats on the Emergency Medical Services Board. Those two new board positions would be required to be filled by individuals serving in a rural volunteer department and be licensed below the paramedic level so the rural EMS voice is heard. There's food news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could get an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. 46 today, little breezy with a southeast wind gusting to near 30. More rain could be heavy at times tonight, low of 44. Tomorrow cloudy, rain 57 with rain changing to a little light snow by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a Monday morning that could get kind of freaky down the road. The mayor, of course, is in Riviera Maya right now. Kathy Larkin capably filling in, and we've got Brittany Merlot on the horn. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
So hi, Brittany.
Mayor skipped town at the perfect time, and Kathy's here. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Brittany. I love your last name.
You? Thank you.
So awesome.
I love Merlot.
Yeah.
In fact, when I go over to Hagemeister to watch games, they don't even come up to me.
They just
say,
bring it?
The girl just brings a bottle of Merlot and just pours me some Merlot. Yes. Brittany, you know, for about the last month or so, you haven't had a lot of crazy weather to talk about, but what's going on now?
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited. I woke up to a foot of snowfall outside of my door here in Wausau.
Wow.
Finally.
Wow.
We have not had that. Yeah. I mean, you guys got that blizzard months and months ago. Down south got a lot of snowstorms this winter. We got nothing. This is our first winter storm morning. So very nice. But now the temperatures are warming and now we're seeing a little bit of freezing rain out there.
Yeah.
So did you guys get hit the most? And is it pretty much over for Northeast Wisconsin?
Basically. Yeah. Okay. Looks like Eau Claire was reporting about 10 inches and all the way to... what's that? Tigerton. They're saying about 13 inches over there.
Wow. So not that far north of Green Bay, but we didn't get anything.
Isn't that weird? And it barely, I don't think it rained a whole lot either,
anything.
Unless we're getting more today.
I mean, Tigerton's only about an hour away northwest.
About an hour west.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not far away from you guys. It was a steep cutoff. I'm seeing reports from only like an inch from Green Bay. I don't know if that's completely accurate. Is that right?
I mean, we're looking outside the window. We've got nothing. I mean, nothing on the sidewalks at all.
My car sits outside, and I have a birdhouse. I always judge by how much snow is at the top. And I know yesterday I had about a half an inch, and I think by the time it got to an inch, it already started melting, Brittany.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's bizarre to be that clear of a cutoff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, that definitely happens. But, I mean, it was snowing here all day yesterday, and then it really ramped up overnight. So we didn't really have too much on the ground to battle yesterday, but this morning it was a world of difference. That's for sure.
Do you have a snowblower?
Heavy rain. I rent, so I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Got a text here. Tell Brittany I miss the winter weather. Not a fan of the spring winter or spring weather, rather.
I agree. I'm on their side.
Well, are your
it was a nice little.
Are your ski hills still open?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet Rib Mountain. Well, they make snow at Rib Mountain, don't they? Do they make it up there? Yeah.
Rib Mountain's been able to sustain their snow because we've had some cold overnight, so they're still kicking. They usually like to stay open the longest in the entire state, so they always push for the first or second week of April, and they're doing it.
Yep.
Now, get through winter, and in some parts of the country, especially the southwestern part or whatever, or southeastern, I guess, Oklahoma-ish, central. But anyway, tornado season is going to be starting, right, Brittany?
Yes, it is.
Now, you and Todd both lived in the great state of Mississippi, correct?
Yes.
Right, Todd? And they get hit a lot, don't they, Mississippi? What was that like? I mean, because here's the deal. You know, I'm always thinking, I mean, it's tragic with them, but I'm always thinking a way to make money. So here's what I
think. Oh, no. Oh, no. Come on. I want to hear this. I really do.
So here's what I would like to do. Go down there in those southern states and talk to people that are in Tornado Alley. And what I do is that I'm going to own a construction company of building tornado shelters.
Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a cool underground shelter with kind of a rounded top on top.
So you could still peek your head up and
watch? Absolutely. And that would be glass. That would be like,
I would love
you would
that.
Have like glass panels so you could see what's going on out there.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Like a gopher hole.
Yes.
You could call them gopher huts.
Yes. And then the thing is, it would have a couple
prairie dogs.
Yes.
Yes.
So it would have a couple of like escape hatches, but it would do it so they open inside so that if a tree falls, you're not trapped in there.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Got it. I do.
What do you guys think of this? But also, you would have like another escape little tunnel and then another place to get out if something big was on top of you or something like that.
Like maybe even goes back into your house.
Or that even, yes.
Even if it wasn't there, you could still get up.
What do you think of that?
Your house.
Brittany?
I would buy it. I want it. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would too because I love, you know, Brittany, you kind of have the job that was my kind of something. I always have been a weather freak. I love watching weather, talking about weather. Not just because I'm old, because I did it before too, but
I would love to have been. I remember in 69 it was hotter than hell.
I love weather stuff.
In January.
When there's a storm, I want to just go out and watch it.
You know,
you can smell storms coming and feel it.
You know what my dream is? My buddy, John Kramer, that son of a, he can do this because he's military. I've always wanted to spend a horrible storm, you know, a winter storm in a lighthouse.
Oh.
That's my dream. And some of the national lighthouses have a thing where military personnel
can
are
do
allowed
that?
To stay in them.
Oh.
How much fun would that be? Be on Lake Superior?
You're like right up in it.
Right in it. Yes, it'd be like in a snow globe.
Wow.
Yes.
Split Rock Lighthouse. I know the guy who gets to live there, and he gives tours. I bet you him, Split Rock Lighthouse off Lake Superior.
I think that might be it, right?
Wow.
Wasn't it up in Lake Superior?
He was on Lake Superior. Is that like the Ashland area then, where that would be?
No, this is on the North Shore, so it would be closer to, Two Rivers.
Oh.
Two Rivers would be Lake Michigan.
Two harbors.
Two harbors. Yeah.
Hey, Brittany, where are you? I was like, rivers, got her legs mixed up. Uh-oh, are you okay?
You know what, though? That is...
No.
I didn't live too far from there, and that stretch is one of the most beautiful stretches I've ever seen in the country. Going up through Grand Marais, Minnesota, and everything. Have you ever been up there?
No.
It's phenomenal.
I haven't, actually. Have you ever been up there,
Todd?
Sad.
Todd, you've never been up there.
Brittany, you've been there then, obviously, right?
I used to live off that,
okay.
Right there.
Isn't that a phenomenal drive?
Yes.
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 It's beautiful. It's fantastic.
I highly recommend it.
I mean, it looks like Cape Cod, kind of.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
It's fantastic. Love that area.
And if you're big into running or rollerblading, they do a big Grandma's Marathon. They run.
Oh, Grandma's.
Right along
I've heard
lake
of that.
Shore there.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
That's in Duluth, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that still going?
I think.
I was in college up there when that started.
Yeah, because when I lived in Minnesota, I grew up in Minnesota. That was
right.
A big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Way, way back then.
Huge. Also, let's see a couple of texts here for my invention. Big Wayne says we could have an inside beehive in your shelter. Bees would come out of a PVC pipe to forage.
Wow, we're getting into this.
I like that
because we got to keep things going. And,
although I got to be honest with you, my dreams of being a beekeeper ended when I saw a picture of Wayne. Did you see that one, Todd?
Me too. I've always wanted to do that and kind of get into it the last year or so, and then. He, to me, like, he's the guru of bees, right? This guy's got a big welt on his face. And he's huge.
I just get used to it. He probably didn't even know it was there.
What movie was it? Was it Dumb and Dumber? One of those where the guy, he ate the wrong thing. Yeah, these lumps all over his face. Kind of looked a bit like that.
Then was it Hitch, Will Smith, when he ate and he got allergic to everything?
Might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Got another one here. Farmer's Almanac is predicting a warm, muggy, stormy summer. That spawns tornadoes.
I think, I read that not in the Farmer's Almanac, but from actual credible weather sources.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. But, it's one of those things, though, too,
Brittany. Oceanic and National Oceanic and all that.
Oh, you're big into this.
Yeah.
You're not kidding around about that.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
I like to go to I believe in science, totally. So
I like it.
Do you have a barometer on your wall in your house?
I
can never figure out which one is good or which one is bad. My dad was a huge fisherman, huge, huge trout fisherman. That was his number one passion. And he would always check the barometric pressure. We had one in our house. And I remember him going over and looking at it, whether or not it'd be a good day to go.
Oh,
but I never knew if it was a good thing if
it was coming
down or going up. Which one is it, Brittany, predicting like a storm?
If that pressure is going down, you're getting a big low pressure that's about to hit you. So dropping pressure is not the best.
No. Nope.
So rising barometer pressure would be better to go out and fish.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. There you go.
Well, maybe I should start fishing.
You know another thing. So I think we need to rethink the glass panels on your thing. Well,
I kind of wondered about that. It should be an unbreakable panel.
Well,
like glass in a tornado probably wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
I think I got what you meant though, just so you could see out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure there's a wet bar someplace.
Oh, there will be a wet bar, my friend.
Okay.
Oh yeah. For in case a snake gets in and bites you.
You gotta pour alcohol on
the wound.
That's right.
Yeah.
In case a snake bites you.
Or else, you know what else we got? A periscope. Like a periscope?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That would work.
That just comes up and looks around. Yeah, I like that.
I like this a lot.
I think it's something.
I do, too.
Hey, Betty, the neighbors are down in the thing again with the periscope up.
And there's not even bad weather coming.
And it's just warm and muggy, and the barometric pressure is going up.
What are they doing down there?
I was watching that girl from Wisconsin, and she says it's going to be nice. I like her. Is that the way it was for you, Brittany, when you worked
at Her last name sounds like an alcohol.
Sounds like some cheap wine to me.
Where did you live in Mississippi, Brittany?
Starkville.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
this. That's right.
Johnny Cash has a song called Starkville City Jail.
Yep.
Yes. Wow.
Yes, that's also the home. Well, that's his home of Mississippi State.
You look so young. Yep. How could you live all these places?
I know, right? Oh, you're talking Hermie.
Her.
Brittany.
Brittany.
I live a lot. Sure, John.
Thanks,
yeah,
Jeff.
Whatever.
You look young, too.
Yeah. You look young. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the side.
Yeah.
Peripheral vision. My peripheral vision, you look really young.
Your peripheral vision?
Yeah, I can't even
peripheral?
Say it.
It's
peripheral.
She's got glaucoma, so I mean.
Peripheral.
Exactly. Wow. Why did you go to Mississippi State?
Because here's the thing. All right. I was already getting my degree. I was already working in TV and that kind of thing. And I wanted my master's. Well, they did a distance program. So for a good chunk of my degree, I was living and working in Duluth on TV and studying at night and getting that master's degree. So I went down to Mississippi for a month. I wasn't there for very long, lived down there and defended my thesis.
I was just going to say, probably to do her thesis. Yep.
That's presented. Cool. Yep.
30 days in Mississippi is about all you need.
That's about 4 years
that right
somewhere
now.
Else. Huh?
Yep.
Yeah. It was in June. I'm done. Yeah.
MISSISSIPPI.
I've always had a fascination about Mississippi. That's a state I would love to visit and possibly live in. I don't know why, because Archie Manning was my number one idol of all time. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I don't want this to come off weird, but I've been a big.
Although it will.
But I've been a huge, not advocate. What's the word when you really follow, like some people do it for the Civil War. Other people do it for.
Yeah. Aficionado or something. You're just into it.
Just okay. In the early civil rights movement. Of Mississippi in the early 60s.
Those are in the hardcore places, too.
That's what I mean. But I would love to talk to someone, a black elderly person, and say, what was it really like? I mean, I'm from as far north as you could possibly get in the United States.
Right.
So I was so far removed. But what was that like growing up and only having, I asked Bart Starr about this one time, and he grew up in Alabama, and he says it was so sad because, you know, they'd have whites only, and then, you know, scummy thing there for quote everybody else. What was that like? I mean, I read about it, I've seen movies on it. What was that like to really live through that? I would love to talk to somebody about that.
To the survivor of the Holocaust.
Absolutely.
You know, like really actually not just seeing it, reading about it,
it's
but actually
not to the words of an author.
Personal...
It's right here. Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. I'd still like to go to Mississippi and do that sometime. I'm not even
you
kidding.
Should just do it.
I know, right?
Do it this don't do it this summer. It'll be too hot.
Oh yeah, I know. I could lose weight though.
It's just water weight.
No, it's brutal.
I don't care. I hate it when people say it's just water weight. Okay, let me ask you something.
But it's weight.
Let me ask you something. Okay. Let me ask you something. Let's say you were in a canoe.
Yeah.
And the
I'm in a canoe.
The waves were really high.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, we might sink. You know what I would say? It's just water weight.
That's true. Well,
same
you'd be
thing.
Right.
Same thing.
Okay. All
Fine.
Right. You're
wow.
right. If you can sweat off 5 pounds, then that's good.
I can
good.
Do that.
Good for you.
Oh, I sweat like a racehorse. Believe me.
Okay.
I glisten. I'll show you this summer.
There's the weird part. It finally came.
Well, what time did it come? 4:06:47.
I was waiting for it.
Brittany Moreau, how does this week look?
Oh, goodness. We're actually getting pretty warm today. We could tap into the 50s with some light rain. I know. And then the rain ramps up overnight. We could hit the mid-50s tomorrow before the cold air pushes right back in. Maybe a wintry mix, a light trace of flurries on Tuesday night into Wednesday. And then we'll be sitting in the upper 40s with calmer weather until the weekend. Of course, we could see some rain moving in on Saturday. It could be a little bit of a wintry mix out there. But that's about it.
It's that time of year.
That's not a bad forecast. It's spring. What I mean, this is what happens.
Is Easter this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Yep. Brittany Merlot, it's always a pleasure having you on. It's always fun. We really look forward to this.
I enjoyed chatting with you, Brittany.
You.
I hear you all the time. It's nice to get to chat with you.
Yes, it is. It was nice to talk with you guys as well. Have a great week.
Thanks, Brittany. You take
you
care. See ya. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist. Kathy Larkin in the house. We got a full slate coming up. Carol Hammerly in a little bit. We got Sam Floyd, Operation Copy Roasters for veterans. We got Discover Oshkosh coming in. We got a lot of bleep going on here, Todd. We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back after this. But you said goodbye.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I told you we had in 52 that I would never go with you.
I hear you knocking. Todd doesn't like, what? Todd's
okay
with my singing.
Music.
Jim doesn't like when I sing.
Well, what does Jim like?
I know, right?
I can say that because he's so far away.
But you know what? And I love the guy. Don't get me wrong. But
well,
you're spot on with that.
Yes.
Who's that? I don't know that person. Yeah. Oh, they were in such and such. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. That. They're in a musical. They're in a musical. Right? Right? Todd, they're in a musical. I saw him in New York. Saw him on Broadway. Yeah.
Isn't that the best part about your co-host being gone? You can sort of slam on him a little bit. Although it's more fun to do it when they're sitting right here.
We do that too. I was going to say, when we worked together, I don't think you waited till I was gone before you guys.
Oh, gosh, no. It's more fun when the person's still there.
Absolutely.
A little bit more.
Hey, you know, we're talking about the women's basketball tournament, and Carol Hammerly's going to be coming up. And, you know, it's pretty amazing when you think about it, though, what GB started at and what they've become over the years. And it was Carol, and then, was it right, Carol to Kevin?
Yes.
And then Matt?
Matt
and Bowling, then back to Kevin.
And back to Kevin. That's been it.
That's it.
That's pretty
Three,
rare.
Right?
Yeah. Very rare.
Three coaches in almost 50 years?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
When you think about that. And you know, you talk about the advances in women's sports. I mean, Kevin even talked about when he got his first job at like Gogebic Community College. There were so few girls that had played high school basketball.
Right.
He used to go to track meets and try to recruit girls that were fast.
Yep.
And then at least try to teach them more of the basketball
skills.
He knew
they had coordination, speed, athleticism.
Because there were no feeder programs back
then. No, absolutely not.
It was unbelievable. My year, when I was a senior in high school, that was the first year they had girls basketball in my high school. And remember, they wore their gym uniforms.
Yep.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have, we had intramural basketball.
Yeah.
We did get basketball when I was a freshman.
Okay.
And volleyball.
Right about that, yeah.
Right
exactly.
In there. Yep.
Yeah. But one thing, Ishpeming, the town I was born in, and I normally don't claim them as mine because it's a big rivalry. It's like Needham and Asher, whatever.
Right.
But congratulations to the girls' team. They won the Michigan State Championship for their division.
Wow.
And
that's huge
that's
for small huge towns.
For
it is huge.
Little town. And it was really cool because both Negaunee and Ishpeming were in the state finals. And Negaunee got beat and Ishpeming won it. They were both, get this, Kath, both teams were 27-1 this season.
Okay? Awesome.
Their one losses came to each other.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that
something?
That's
awesome.
One at home, the other one at home.
Yep.
And they ran the table for every other game. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, to make it down there, you know, you're playing at Michigan State
at the
Perez Center.
There's nothing like high school sports to going to high school. I still love going to high school sporting events.
You know what I went to one time, Kath? It was the most remarkable thing I've ever seen was the Minnesota State High School Tournament.
Oh, I've been there when I was a kid.
That thing is unbelievable.
Do you remember that's where Kevin McHale... Remember him?
Yeah, of course.
He was, you know, the tallest guy ever Minnesota.
I saw Kevin McHale play in high school.
Yep.
He played in Hibbing. I was from Virginia, Minnesota. They're right next to each other, basically. You know, and Kevin, I remember watching him in the state tournament.
I did, too.
He was so skinny.
Yes,
I
really said, tall, skinny guy.
I remember thinking, oh, he'll never play in the Big Ten. He'll get beat up. And NBA Hall of Famer since, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about the guy from Purdue? What's his name? Do you think he's going to make it in the NBA?
I don't know. You know, it's so funny. I was having that discussion in my own mind yesterday.
I just wonder how he'll do.
Is he going to get beat up?
I know he's gotten stronger
I know.
And in better shape, but
I know.
He's not real fast.
He's the old fashioned, you know, it's like where you're in the eighth grade and you got that one kid that's 6'4" and you just throw it into him.
Because I think of Giannis and all these seven-footers that are so athletic.
And they're basically
strong
point guards.
And I'm like, how is he going to, Zach? Yeah.
Yeah.
Edie.
I don't know. And you know, I give him credit. He doesn't show any emotion hardly.
No.
He gets hacked and he does whatever. He doesn't show a lot of emotion.
Cool as a cucumber.
I don't know. That is a really good question as to what kind
of
NBA
player. I guess we'll
see,
right?
Yeah. But I'll tell you what. He's, you want to talk about the old throwbacks? He's the old throwback.
Yep.
He almost reminds you of Randy Brewer. Remember Randy Brewer for the Bucks? 7'4".
I really don't.
He wasn't very good.
Okay. But That's probably why.
Yeah. But he was that kind of a guy.
You just throw it into the big guy and nobody can quite get up there and he just puts it in every time.
But
as long as he's 4 feet from the basket.
Isn't it bizarre, though, how size... Okay. My cousin...
Size does matter.
It does. Thank
in
you.
Basketball.
My cousin was like the tallest girl in our school. Okay? She was like 5'11". All right, and they didn't have girls.
Oh, that's tall then.
Right.
That was, girls then.
She hated it. She was like,
well, sure. She probably got called giant and everything else.
But now, I mean, like Youngstown last week when they played the Green Bay, when one girl was 6'5".
Yeah,
I mean, girls
that's pretty common.
6'3", 6'4".
Guards are all 6 foot
that
now.
One is what, 6'7", 6'8", from South Carolina?
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? Because it's like
hormones.
That's what I mean.
It's the milk.
Like, these people weren't walking around, but just not playing basketball. They didn't exist.
Right.
What has happened over the last 40 years?
Men and women.
That people have gotten so much taller.
Yep.
You go to a high school football game now, it's mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah.
These offensive linemen are all 6'4", 300 pounds.
I know.
My day, they were 5'10", 180. What has happened
in
this world?
And I remember our weight room had like, you know.
Oh, we had a universal.
And they'd say, you should go in there and do that. We weren't you know, we didn't have to do it. We'd go in and goof off. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they had the old universal rack.
Yes,
was like
the old universal. Yes,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What they had. That was it.
Yeah. But it's one of those things. I actually want to talk to Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine about that. I wonder if anybody's done studies,
I bet
surveys.
They have. They almost have to.
What has changed?
Because look at how, now back in the early 1900s and people were so much, that's like 100-year-old houses have lower ceilings and smaller rooms because people were so much smaller even then than we were in our generation.
When I was in real estate, you'd go into some of those basements, they're barely 6 foot. Maybe like 5'10" is the ceiling.
Yeah, it was very
because
unusual to get that tall.
Everyone is like 5'6", 5'7".
Yep.
And now these people are just giants.
Yeah.
Who
well, especially from our point of view.
Yes. we didn't get a late spurt.
I mean, I'm not calling you short. You're normal size.
Okay.
But I'm not.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Oh, it's starting. It's starting already.
That's almost as... I'm not saying you're overweight.
I waited an hour.
Todd, I'm not saying you're overweight. It's just you need to distribute it better. Thanks for being here, Kath.
It's my pleasure.
You know
I love
what?
It.
It's one of those things, though, too. What I will say this about radio. In other jobs, you know, well, I'm going to go back and be a whatever. It's like, got to relearn all this stuff. This is one job.
You don't have to relearn
just
a lot. Well, especially when you have a Todd.
Well, when you have a Todd. Yeah, if we were running the board the way they do now.
There'd be stuff going on that
were
has never happened.
Were you from the era where you had to play records?
Oh, yes.
Where you had to put the needle on the record?
And I was not always really good at that either.
Well, Todd had it down to a science, he said. He had a way, right, Todd?
Yeah, you put the needle down and you'd go just forward enough till the song started. And then you'd back it up. Some people did a quarter turn. Some people did half turn.
Yeah,
and
I didn't do that very well.
As soon as you started the record, it'd be right there.
That's incredible.
Or it would run out and I'd be not in the room. It was going.
I give you people who did the old-time radio a lot of credit. Very manual dexterity. Yes. We got to set a quick break. Kathy Larkin is with us. Carol Hamley's coming up. We got Operation Coffee for the veterans coming up. We've got Discover Oshkosh coming up. We got a lot of stuff. Mino and the Mayor Show with Kathy. Back after this.
I'd leave to find an answer on the road. I used to be a heartbeating force on.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.